you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, January 12th, 2016. And in the studio with me is a good friend, Melanie Jackson, who's been a part of Mark and Friends, I don't know, probably half a dozen times over the years.
Yeah.
Some of your testimony. I know one time you had a very unique experience in Israel on one of our trips. I think we talked about that. And then God had some unique plans for you. How many years has it been with See You at Home and just this, okay, Lord, I'm being impacted by that book by David Platt, called Radical, I think. And you've even taught on that book. I've attended some of those classes, but for our listeners unfamiliar with who you are and what CU is all about, give them, if you will, a thumbnail testimony of where God's led you, and then the exciting news that you received yesterday and the progress that'll even begin today. But first, so think through some of those things, but I want to point out, now this is a timely announcement because this morning's program will re-air in the evening, but today at 10 a.m., Corwin Kingston, his family is celebrating his homegoing. This past Thursday, he went to be with the Lord at 93 years young. In fact, I saw him at Roger Weisgarver's wedding like about a year ago. He sang with the Singing Men of GNN for about 4 or 5 years. And I think for at least 15 years, he said, when I pass away, I want the Singing Men to be a part of my memorial service. I thought, okay, you know, and he would say it from time to time. We'd see him at an event or, you know, his church hosted us one time. And so I think it was last year he said, you know, if, you know, my end is coming up, I sure hope the Singing Men could come. And sure enough, his daughter called me up and said, might there be a possibility? So a number of us today at 10 in the morning will be singing at his memorial. And for those of you that knew Corwin Kingston, music was a big part of his life. And his service will be held at 10 a.m. today at the Weldon United Methodist Church right there in Weldon. It'll be sad but happy, as you know, when somebody follows the Lord Jesus Christ, we know where they'll be, but there's still that loss. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be nice to sing, and we picked out a couple of his favorite songs. Mm-hmm. So that'll happen today at 10 a.m. The Lord is obviously at work in his life and in his family's life and with See You at Home. So maybe a little overview of some of the ways the Lord's taken you, and then the exciting news yesterday and what happens with See You at Home even today.
Great. Thanks, Mark. It's so good to be back here with you in the studio. And thank you so much for this opportunity to share with our GNN family about everything that's been happening with See You at Home and everything that's going into the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's been just a little over 5 years ago, actually, when God first grabbed my heart to help those who are in a very desperate situation, those friends who don't have an address and just don't have the resources needed to get the help that they most need. So See You at Home probably had a name of the ministry about 4 years and 11 months ago, So right around 5 years ago. And God has taken us on such an incredible journey. It started only as a housing ministry and has grown into so much more. We continue to have a housing ministry for men who are in recovery, for a family who doesn't have an address, for single women who don't have an address. We have transitional homes for all three categories and hope to grow that area of our ministry. Maybe you're in the Champaign-Urbana area and you have a house that's vacant and you would love to use that to help people. That's something that we could really use as additional housing. See You at Home also has some cool newer resources. One is the transportation ministry. We take folks from the area all over the state to get very, very specific help that they need with detox, trying to get off of alcohol, trying to get off of a drug. The resources in Champaign really started to fade away about 6 years ago. State funding really started to dry up specifically for medicated detox. And the one that we take folks to mostly now is Peoria. So lots of trips between Champaign and Peoria. We're really the only resource in the county that does that, free of charge, really on a moment's notice. If someone's ready to get that help, it could come day or night, weekday or weekend. So we're very pleased to offer the transportation ministry. And something that many folks, I'm sure, have seen and heard about, there are quite a few listeners who come in and hang out with us at this place called the Phoenix.
The Phoenix.
Yes. Hope is rising. Mm-hmm. You know, the Phoenix bird came back to life 3 days. Kind of reminds you of, yeah.
Some parallels here.
Yeah, exactly. So the Phoenix just moved to a brand new location. In fact, today will be the first day open to the public. We open from noon to 5. That address is 34 East Green. And you're probably wondering, well, what in the world is a Phoenix place? This is a daytime drop-in center for friends without an address and for friends just like you to come in and spend time with them. You could work on a puzzle together. A lot of folks like to play chess. There's piano, guitar, art supplies. So it's like a community center. Most of us have been to some type of community center at some point in our life. And this is a community center geared specifically toward helping our friends without an address connect with friends in the community who do have an address.
It's kind of a safe meeting place. It gets them out of the cold, and yet they can interact with, like you said, Great News Radio listeners or other volunteers that love the Lord, that fragrance of Christ, where they can just share and talk and empathize and sometimes, you know, just mentor. Just through game playing or through conversations. And I think you've had some computers and there's different ways that they can kind of be educated and learn and grow and relax and not be fighting not only the element, but the uncertainty of I'm just out in the cold and what am I going to do today?
There are many times that we are able to help out folks who can't go in certain places. Either they've worn out their welcome or there's some specific thing that's happened and they're actually banned from going back into a shelter or into specific locations around town. And we are very pleased to not have a ban list. We're the place where folks can go that don't have other options. And you were talking about really kind of mentoring and learning. And one of the cool things that's happened during the time that we've had the Phoenix at a different location, it's about a year and a half, one of the cool things that's happened is friends from the community being mentored by friends who have no address. It's really give and take. And you might not think about that, but you would be amazed at the talent, the skills, the wisdom of some of the folks who just end up in a situation where they don't have a housing resource.
Wasn't it a few years, maybe it was 4 or 5 years ago, where you had that conversation with somebody without an address that stopped and said, "Let me pray for you." Wasn't that like something where it really kind of broke your heart and yet you thought, yes, these individuals, like all of us, we're all on the same playing ground, if you will, and they're in touch with God. And you may say, yeah, they don't have an address, but they're valuable in God's sight. And they paused and kind of reminded, how can I pray for you? I think, wasn't that like a real turning point where you said, oh, Lord Jesus, how can I help these people? How can I interact and be an advocate for them?
Absolutely. It was the Monday after Thanksgiving 5 years ago. And that was the beginning of this movement in my heart of God really calling me to help folks who find themselves in that situation. So from the very beginning, the Lord has been using our friends without an address to impact us in very positive and meaningful ways.
Well, anyone who's tuning in now is probably catching your passion and your enthusiasm and your desire to help these individuals without an address. But that wasn't who you were maybe 6 or 10 years ago. In fact, I remember you were working towards a ministry degree, involved in a church, you know, a position in a church, serving and just being open to where the Lord would lead, whether it be maybe even a music ministry, an associate pastorate somewhere. And it's like the Lord really did a radical change or a radical move in your heart.
I had no idea that my life would go in this particular direction. I do not have a social services background. My background is teaching, English, computers. Also, media. I worked in Christian radio for almost 8 years. Absolutely loved it. Christian radio can do so much to impact a community, and it's just wonderful to have this opportunity to share again on Christian radio. I had no idea that God would point me in this direction of helping this underserved, marginalized population in such a powerful way.
Mm-hmm. And so he began that work, and some of that have tuned in the past, and I'm sure those programs are archived, those testimonies, but it was very radical. You had read that book, and, you know, this individual, I think you were serving or assisting. Were you helping out at, like, one of those canteen runs or something? Is that how, you know, the memory's coming back. We haven't met up for a little while here, but the Lord has saw fit to recalibrate or redirect you, and you've been passionate about this for 5 years, but it's not been easy. Fundraising is always an aspect when you birth a ministry such as this. It's taxing. You know, some people don't get it, or it's not something that's high profile, and you bring in this great speaker and you raise thousands of dollars overnight. It's just been many, many people giving a little bit, and some churches coming on board, and it's kind of been a progression of what could we do to raise funds, because this is a needed ministry and the Lord is obviously working in and through it. And then a few years ago, you had that idea of the one winter night, and that's coming up, and our listeners can get very involved in that in a variety of ways.
Yes. And I really believe the idea behind "see you at home one winter night" kind of makes a sentence, "see you at home one winter night." The idea behind that, I believe, is from the Lord. And he's given that event to us as a mechanism to do two very powerful things: to strongly raise awareness in the community about the issue of folks who don't have an address, and to raise funds to help the ministry get down the road one more year. About two-thirds, actually a little more than two-thirds, of the 2016 annual budget for the entire ministry of See You at Home will be raised through One Winter Night. So it's really, really our lifeblood. Mm-hmm. And during One Winter Night, what happens is folks sacrifice one night of comfort to be a little uncomfortable. In February, it's Friday, February 5th in downtown Champaign, what we do is offer you a cardboard box, a cardboard refrigerator box, to spend the night from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And we call those folks box dwellers. There are many, many folks who are going to be box dwellers this year, including our own Jason Schiffo and his entire church, going to be taking turns and getting involved. That's very exciting.
Yeah, this past Sunday I attended the church and saw how they creatively were recruiting people to say, hey, how about 12 different people, maybe take up an hour, and let's do this as a church, let's do it together. So there's a lot of different ways. It could be a family that does it together, or a husband and wife team, or just a small group. And they all say, hey, I can raise $100, I can raise $100. Because the goal is to try to have the box dwellers come up with about $1,000. And so that could be an individual just saying, here's $1,000, or like a team of people, or an individual that goes out to many people, and maybe his neighbors, and saying, this is what I'm doing. And that's kind of what you want, not only the needed funds, but to raise the awareness. So these box dwellers can go and say, this is why I'm doing this. These are the people that are being served. This is a needed ministry here in greater Champaign-Urbana area, and so help.
One very cool thing that's happened this year is Jeff Scott is the principal of an elementary school in Champaign, of Carrie Busey, and he's actually trying to get all of his families involved one way or another. He's spread the word through them. Many of them have given $10. Or $25. And all of that is just letting more people be aware of the situation in our community and getting them involved with coming down to the event. Let me tell you a little bit more about the event. It's not just boxes lined up along Neal Street. That's a very big part of it. But we also have the Champaign City Council chambers from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And we will have a lineup of 8 different speakers every 30 minutes, a new speaker talking about a new aspect of homelessness and how you can get involved, how you can learn, how you can make a difference. So we've invited 8 other agencies to come in and to share about their efforts connected with homelessness. And this year, at One Winter Night, we are so excited about what's going to happen on the movie screen.
Mm-hmm.
We've had two friends who are professional videographers who have been working for about 6 months. They've interviewed about 40 people. It's incredible the way they've put this together. And they've developed a documentary about See You at Home. The birth story, all the way back to that canteen run, how this vision came from God, to how we're helping people now through a variety of ways.
And I've seen portions of it.
Trailer?
Philip Joya.
Yeah.
Because we were working with him to maybe do something for our big 20th celebration. And so he said, hey, here's a clip. And so
cool.
I don't know if I saw a sneak preview, but I thought it's very well done. And the testimony and the sharing and the story behind it. It's a good documentary. He's done a great job.
And then he
kind of closes out with some conversation talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What called him to do it? He actually stayed in a box 2 years ago and kind of had a camera with him through that experience. And the introspection is really what led to his idea to try and do a full-length documentary. And the name of the documentary is The Phoenix, Hope is Rising. If you want to find out more about the documentary itself, we do have a short little clip of it online at that address. So on the internet, it's www.thephoenixhopeisrising.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find all of that on our website as well. But we want folks to come out and see this documentary to learn from people who've been involved with this. You'll be hearing from some folks who used to be homeless, sharing their story. It will be played at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., 10 p.m., every 2 hours, all through the 12 hours, right in downtown Champaign at Christ Community Church. It's 114 South Neal Street. There is no charge. Donations will be accepted.
And so really, the listener from about 6 p.m. on, they can come to downtown Champaign, interact with the people, why you're doing what you're doing. Now, Lord willing, it won't be sub-zero temperatures,
but
other times I've come down, it's a very festive environment where people are talking, you have volunteers collecting funds where people can go to the tables and talk to people, and people that are walking the streets are kind of intrigued what's going on. I know cars stop by. Are you going to have that drive-through where you can stay in your car again and you can kind of hand out a check or a donation through
the
window?
It'll be a drive around the city building.
Okay,
that'll
right
be the drive-through
there in
for
downtown Champaign.
Yep.
So just a little under a month on February 5th, so basically beginning at about 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And so the showing of the Phoenix, that's just like a block or two away from the downtown area?
It is. It's a half a block south of the city building.
Okay.
And that'll be our headquarters for the whole event.
Okay, 114 South Neal Street. And there's all sorts of parking downtown, so people can maybe, if they want to go out for dinner and then talk to the box dwellers. But there'll be people there at 8 in the evening, 10, 12, midnight, 2 in the morning. You can't sleep. Come and encourage these box dwellers, because you'll be ministered to by these individuals that are volunteering, that are raising awareness. And say somebody's saying, how would I go about this? What's the nuts and bolts so I can go out and raise some funds or become a box dweller?
Sure. Yeah. All of the information is at our ministry website, which is the letter C, the letter U, at home.us. We would love to have you go there. Just click on the tent. You'll see a tent with some snowflakes, and you'll have all the information about how you can donate, how you can be a box dweller, how you can volunteer for the night. If folks do want to have this experience, become a box dweller, and try and raise about $1,000 for us, we need more people to do that. Right now, we're at about 70 folks. We're trying to get to 100.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get 30 more, either couples, organizations, individuals. Grandma and a grandchild is doing it again this year. The youngest we've had is 2 years old with a parent. We've had quite a few 5-, 6-, 8-year-olds do it with a parent, with an uncle. It's such a powerful experience. When you crawl out of that box, we'll have a nice breakfast for you, and then you're probably going to go home and you're going to get in your own bed to get some rest. The first year I went through this experience of being in a box, when my head hit that pillow, I was different. It changes you.
Right.
So we would very much like for more folks to get involved on that box dweller level. Just go to our website, seeyouathome.com. cuhome.us.
cuhome.us. Or better yet, come out to the grand opening of the Phoenix. So it's happening
Absolutely.
Today. And you'll have literature. You could ask questions.
That's
I
right.
can meet you in person. So where is that location again?
It's 34 East Green is the new location for the Phoenix Daytime Drop-In Center. We'll be open from noon to 5 today through Friday. We're open every Tuesday through Friday from noon to 5. It's a really cool place to just hang out. You can bring your book, you can bring your homework, bring your spouse, but come and check it out. Come and find out what See You at Home and the Phoenix is all about.
Okay, and maybe in our closing minute, Melanie, and in case you just tuned in, it's Melanie Jackson. She's the executive director of See You at Home, a special calling, a unique work that's been going on for about 5 years in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. And I think in the past, I know a listener or two from like Danville said, you know, I'm thinking maybe we can start this up in Danville or other areas.
Mm-hmm.
So you would be the go-to person for them to come out and talk
yes.
with, realizing that this morning's program airs in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So your grand opening has already happened, theoretically,
mm-hmm.
if they're
sure.
listening to this at 7:32 p.m. But is there a phone number for them to get in touch with you, or is it just best
yes.
to go to the website? Give us
yes,
a couple options.
Yes, the website has a lot of information, but a lot of folks aren't real strong users of the Internet. So we have a regular landline phone. That number is 217-819-4569. 217-819-4569.
217-819-4569, and they'll get a hold of you with dialing that number. Today is their grand opening, but the big event, and it would be great if a bunch of Great News Radio listeners could heed the call, be one of those 30 that are still needed, and hey, Lord willing, we could exceed the 100 that you need,
yes.
and a lot of the much-needed support could be raised in just a few nights. So, See You at Home, a great work here in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. You can find out more at cuhome.us, cuhome.us, or call Melanie 217-819-4569. All right, Great News Radio listeners, the calling is clear. Get involved. This is a great work being used of God through Melanie and many others that have volunteered and helped, and I think we can make a great difference. If you need more information, one more time, you can stop by cuhome.us or call Melanie directly at 217-819-4569. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Melanie Jackson with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.